I'm with Marcelo Mendes, and we're in Spain. We're in Torre de Embarra on the golden coast of Spain. And Marcelo, what brings you here?
No, I came to observe the tournament, to watch Spain specifically, because they are in our group, and it's very important for me to see how they perform in this tournament.
So you've seen Spain in action now in this Eurobeach Soccer League Super Final. What are your impressions? Are you getting any sleepless nights?
I think I can sleep well, but of course, the Spanish team, since the last tournament, since the Mundialito in Portugal, I'm seeing them improving. The match against Russia, it was quite the final in the tournament, supposed to be the final. They are improving, but you know, it's a football. I came here to watch them. I watched it on TV before, in Mundialito and in Moscow. So we have so many informations now. I think we have chance. So I can sleep well. Why not?
Why was it so important for you to come and watch them in the flesh, as opposed to sitting at home in Dubai and watching the television coverage?
Well, when you watch the match live here in the stadium, you can observe different movements, and you can be focused in the corners and like the set pieces in the game. So on the TV you can watch the game, but not exactly, you know, some specific points that you have to feel better. So here it was very important for me to observe the Spanish team, to take note about some key points, and inshallah we will play a good game with them in Tahiti.
They've got one of the most exciting players in the world, of course, in Llorenç Gómez, and he's ended the season in Europe having scored 14 goals in the Eurobeach Soccer League. He scored 5 in the Mundialito. He looks outstanding. How on earth are you going to combat a player of that quality?
Now, we have to think about our defense when we play against Spain. He's a very good player. I think he played so well that the Spanish team doesn't feel that doesn't miss Amarel too much in this tournament. But I think Amarel is still important for the Spanish team. So Lorenz he's a good player, but the Spanish team in general is good. So we have to take care about him, but not only about him. So we have to find a system, a solution to stop them in general. And we have enough information now to try to do it in Tahiti.